Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Getting set for the U.S. Open. Coverage begins on television at 7 a.m. on USA?
6:30.
6:30. All right, here we go.
Coverage starts. I don't know if they're going to be showing you the dentist.
I want to see the 6'6" amateur player dentist at Oakmont.
Shouldn't he really play into it? Like, shouldn't his polo have, like, little, like, dentures all over it or something?
Houndstooth? Yeah, it's a pattern. Get some houndstooth.
Oh.
Brian Koziel on the Western Hotline.
Look at Bryson with the shoes, man.
What's wrong with Bryson's shoes?
I don't know.
They're just shoes.
They're dad shoes.
They do look like tennis shoes. Hey, Brian.
He looks like those are golf. If Howard really took up golf, those would be his shoes.
I don't think it's that bad. It's not as bad as, you know, the everything, you know, live team gear. Brian Oakmont's upon us. Here we go. First question is, what's the winning score going to be? You think this will be an over par tournament?
Man, the way the videos and all the practice rounds results that we've been getting from players, I think it's maybe a 50-50 proposition. We may see a plus number come in at the end as the winner. Oakmont's hosted quite a few Opens, in fact, the most of any U.S. Open site. The lowest a score has ever been in relation to par for a winner is -5. The last time it was there, 2016, Dustin Johnson, it was -4. The time before that, Angel Cabrera beat Tiger Woods by 1. He was +5. That was the winning score. So I think there's, you know, not to totally dodge your question, but I think it's a 50-50 chance that it may happen. I mean, players obviously continue to find ways to beat hard tracks, but, man, there's going to be a ton of players way over par, double digits over par, and you're going to see some 7s and some 8s, some scores that we never see on the weekly PGA Tour schedule.
And some of the fun, like, side props and bets or just things to track, what's the highest score we'll see from any one golfer in any one round? It really, Brian, you know, the U.S. Open has had events where the scores are expected to be high and the rough is long and the course is tough. Like, Shinnecock strikes me as one that we always talk about with this. But maybe it's the age of social media. It feels like they are really setting us up for, no. They really took Oakmont to the next level. Oakmont's tough as it is, and what they've done with this course, I don't know if it's every time it's there that we ask what an 18 handicapper would shoot, but, like, that is the topic. And I've seen more videos of guys on the practice greens and guys chunking out of the rough. It feels like we are being kind of prepared ahead of time for just how much, finger quotes here, carnage there will be out there.
Yeah, and the players haven't really complained in terms of saying, like, that it's unfair. I think they're just saying it's super hard. I've heard that question asked quite a bit this week. And, you know, what would that 18 handicapper shoot? And would he's seeing a lot of like 150 answers or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the rough, it looks like unless you are, the ball is somehow luckily sitting up, like you're going to have to literally have like a, maybe a 50 yard advance or maybe just a total sideways advancement. They've done a couple of renovations, features to the course from when the last time it was there. They did a renovation in 2023. One thing is they've added more these, like, I guess ditches is what you'll see. It's going to come into play the most on the ninth hole. The ninth hole and the first hole run parallel to each other, and there's a ton of bunkers on the right-hand side of nine, so players, you know, likely are going to be looking left, and there's a ditch in between those holes, but it's closer to the ninth hole. They are just looking to kind of do what a traditional, maybe kind of old school course that we've seen in Scotland or in England, where there are these just like natural made drainage area ditches that actually over time grow in with grass and heavy rough. So that's what you'll see at times, that that's kind of maybe a newer feature than what we've seen in the past from when it was Oakmont before. Their famous hole, the third hole, that's got the what they call the church pew bunkers. They added actually another pew. They have 13 now from when the last time it was there. Interesting story about how that all developed. It used to be a whole set of individual bunkers, and I guess over time it kind of morphed into one. I read one story that they said that a member, like in the 1930s, went to a course in New Jersey and saw something similar and thought, hey, maybe it would be better if it was all one bunker with all these like grass mounds up in between instead of having all these individual bunkers. So they went back and kind of ran with it, and now it's kind of become their visual for Oakmont, that it's that hole in between the third and the fourth hole. You've got 168 bunkers. I mean, and, you know, par threes obviously are going to have a few less. So if you take the par threes out, these par fours and par fives are going to be averaging double-digit bunkers per hole. So that's tons of carnage out there with that, beyond the fact that the rough is averaging between 4 and 5 inches all over the place. And guess what else? If they couldn't make it any harder, they expanded putting green or putting surfaces on the greens. They made the greens a little bit larger. Now, that might instantly think, and I thought the same right away until I read a little more about it. Oh, the greens are bigger. That maybe makes it easier now to hit greens. In some sense, yes. But by expanding the green size, they said that they've added some pin locations and being able to put the pin in different spots that they maybe weren't, they didn't have as much flexibility with, to add more challenge that way. So even though the greens might be a little larger in terms of surface area, the pin placements now might be in more challenging or more creative spots that could lead to ultimately bigger scores.
So what type of golfer in your mind will best be able to avoid all of these challenges and the stuff that's designed to have you be shooting over par?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I think no matter what type of golf course we're throwing at there, I think we could throw Scottie Scheffler's David there. He's going to be outstanding. You know, there's he's going to be there at the end in some capacity, I'm sure. Now, you know, obviously you would think, okay, driving accuracy, that's maybe something that would be something that would be of value. Who's a big name that's at the top? Colin Morikawa is second on the PGA Tour in driving accuracy. So staying out of trouble off the tee, that's maybe something that would be good. I was thinking about that this week when I was making my picks yesterday with Schopen the Bulldog, and I'm like, okay, who's had a good season? Who's been playing well? Who also has good, you know, greens and regulation at the same time with accuracy off the tee? Sepp Straka is a top 15 player in that category. Russell Henley is a top 15 player, and that Henley's had some really good U.S. Open performances. Now, these aren't guys that are maybe in, you know, in your top 20. Shane Lowry's a fairly accurate driver. He finished second the last time it was here when Dustin Johnson ended up winning. So, you know, if you go past the first dozen or so monster names that we could probably argue for any tournament, maybe some of those are some of the guys. Harris English has had a good year in majors, and he's a fairly accurate player and a very, very good putter. English was 5th at the Masters. I'm sorry, 12th at the Masters and 5th at the PGA. So there's some opportunities there for maybe to see a guy like that too.
Is with that driving stuff that, and accuracy, is Rory then maybe tough to trust because of what's going on with him? He got a new driver because he had to, and then he shot like an 81 in the practice round because he can't keep it down the middle. Like, is he kind of tough to trust?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust McIlroy this week. Just to catch everybody up on the driver thing. So at the PGA Championship, the USGA, who's one of the rule governing bodies here, who runs this event at the PGA Championship, they are at events and they test drivers just to make sure that it's within the rules. And it doesn't mean that McIlroy cheated in any way using this driver coming in. It just over time, the club may wear, the grooves may wear, you know, to the point where, or part of the club might get to the point where either the weight or the grooves or something is out of specs. And they say, hey, it's not conforming anymore. And then he just has to replace it. And they do this. They'll test, you know, a group of players every single week. McIlroy was upset because his name got out there that it was him. And it's supposed to be confidential because it's not, because instantly the public would jump to, oh, he cheated at the Masters if he used that driver, which is not the case. Again, it could have just been he's hit, you know, 14,000 golf balls with that driver and maybe the face has worn enough on it to the point where they would deem it to be non-conforming and he has to change. So he has gone back. He used a new tailor-made model. That's the one that he's got, you know, a business agreement with, and he's been struggling with it. He went back to an older version of a tailor-made driver that was the exact same model that he used at the Masters. It's obviously just a new version of it so that it can be within the rules.
Yeah, I read that you can have a driver that's conforming when you tee off, and by the time your round's over, it does not conform. Like it, yeah. The changes can happen kind of that quickly from the impacts. You know, Brian, I know the fairways here are going to be huge in terms of guys that hit fairways. I almost wonder if they're so narrow, though, that driving accuracy is even harder. And, like, it's got to be a bomber, right? Because there's so much length to this course. Even if you're punching out, you know, you'll take a guy that would – you'll take your chances with guys that just bomb it deep, and if they have to punch out, so be it. The greens are another test here where – The course normally runs on the stamp at like 13. That's normal for Oakmont. From what I've read, the members are psychos like that. And the one day earlier this week in the practice round, they're up to 14. So it really is like these guys are going to be out there trying to avoid bad blow up holes and trying to avoid bogey. There's probably good bogeys out there, a lot of good bogeys out there.
I would agree. I think guys this week are just going to have to understand that, look, I'm in the rough here and taking a bogey on a hole is okay. I can't take the eights and I can't take the triples and things like that. You're right. I think there's also maybe the argument for somebody like DeChambeau, because if it's a similar setup to what they did at Wingfoot when he won back in the COVID US Open, they brought in the fairways so much thinking, all right, we're going to get a guy that's super accurate and we're going to get a guy here that plays smart, you know, and has a strategic plan. All this. But what happened is everybody just missed the fairway then. So it ended up being, well, do you want to hack out of the rough with your 6-iron, or do you want to be Bryson and hack out of the rough with your pitching wedge because you're just so much farther down than anybody else? And he ended up actually running away with that event. And I think the USGA is like, well, I guess we can't take it too much to the extreme, because if you've got 8 out of 10 drives that are in the rough, well, then it is going to benefit the Bombers even more so, because they're at least close enough to the green where they're using a club with a much, you know, much more loft, and they're able to get it out and have that opportunity to maybe get it on the green. So, yeah, if we're watching this weekend, we're like, wow, everybody can't hit the fairway. Everybody's in the rough. Well, then maybe you go back to a guy like Bryson and say he still would have a great chance, and you just bomb it down there as far as you can, and you just deal and hope that you get lucky with your lies here throughout the course of 72 holes.
Because you won't be blocked out. You won't be in jail. There's no trees.
There's no water.
There's no water. There's no trees. It's short grass and long grass. So, all right, Brian. Where are you guys this week for Tee to Green?
We're at Pendleton Creek in North Tonawanda, and 2 hours, 7 to 9. I'll throw one more note at you here before I let you go. Mm-hmm. If you're a Phil Mickelson fan, mm-hmm. this could be his last ever attempt to get that U.S. Open, because we've talked this year about the Grand Slam with Rory. You know, Mickelson forever.
Six second place finishes?
Yes. Six second places at the U.S. Open. His most memorable one is definitely the one at Wingfoot, where he's got the lead on 18 and decides to hit driver, and then he hits the corporate hospitality tent and calls himself an idiot and takes double bogey when even bogey would have been enough to get it done. And Jeff Ogilvy ends up winning there, kind of an obscure name, but that was his best opportunity. I mean, he had one where he was right there with Justin Rose at Marion, and Rose beat him just barely at the end. But yeah, this is an event that's always, you know, he for so long, his popularity,
yeah.
We know obviously
Pinehurst.
It's been shifting. Pinehurst with Payne Stewart, that moment on the green, that was even, you know, more so of, oh my God, Mickelson's so young, so talented.
Yeah,
Stewart embraces him.
Yep.
Yeah, he embraces him. You're going to be a father. Remember that whole final round? He might have left because his wife was pregnant. And so he's had some heartbreaking endings there. But when he won the PGA Championship, that got him into all the majors for another 5 years here with the U.S. Open. Because he's, of course, gone to live, his world ranking now is in the hundreds. So his eligibility and, you know, that exemption runs out after this year. Now, the USGA, if they want to, could give him like one of those sponsors exemption kind of deals, but they've been very, very hesitant to give it to very few players. In fact, they've only given it to one player ever that actually hasn't won a U.S. Open. They'll do it sometimes for like a champion that has won it at that of, you know, like, oh, Ernie Els won this back in 1994 here at Oakmont. They'll might, you know, give it to him or something like that. But they gave it to Nick Price one time. But they usually do. They're very, you know, strict about giving it out. And he's burned a lot of bridges. So I would guess Mickelson may be playing in his last U.S. Open here. And he has not had a top 25 in the last decade, and he's missed the cut the last 3 years in a row here. So I wouldn't put my money on him in any way either.
I know we're late, but just real quick, he would be able to try to qualify though for the U.S. Open, right? Because isn't anybody able to go through like qualifying stages?
Yeah, like Homa just did, carrying his own bag. Yeah,
right. Okay, gotcha.
Yep, absolutely. He could still do that for sure. And you know, they obviously, you know, if he's, you know, doing well in live, or he does well in now, he could. And here's one other way he could get in: if he has like a top five finish at another major, a lot of times that gets you in, you know, somewhere else, or a top 10 somewhere else, you know, like at another major that can get you in. But as of this moment, his current resume, this would be his last one.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys, thanks. Enjoy the tournament. We already got guys on the course. Love it.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I was thinking the all-time most pressure you could ever feel in your entire life. If anyone ever golfs, you know what it's like to stand on the first tee and there's a backup and maybe 10 people are watching. I've decided the most pressure-packed golf in the entire history of golf is being the first guy to tee off at U.S. Open. Is that the dentist guy? Like, hey, I'm an amateur. This course is supposed to chew everybody up, and here I am standing at my home course on the first tee. I'm a great story. He put it in the rough, didn't he? The other guy put it in the fairway, but he put it in the rough.
He put it in
the first cut. I thought it rolled off.
The first shot?
Yeah.
It went in the opposite. It went one fairway over.
Oh, I know that.
And then in the, I don't know if it crawled into that rough.
Okay.
But he almost hit the fairway on the hole to the left.
Listen, it's a course that you're going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Missing too far left to another fairway is good.
Yeah.
803-0550. Oakmont, we're underway at the U.S. Open. Sal, 7:30. We got some Keon Coleman content. He had some pretty honest commentary on his own game, his path as well. We'll play you some of what Keon Coleman had to say. Oh, yeah, there he is. Wrong fairway, bud. You know this course. What if he's playing it the right way? Anyway,
maybe
we'll get a break in. 803-0550 on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.